First lesson today is taken from the 28th chapter of Jeremiah, beginning at the 5th verse. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah, and in the presence of the priests and all of the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied, and bring back to this place from Babylon and the vessels of the house of the Lord, and all the exiles. But listen now to the word that I speak in your hearing and the hearing of all your people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence, and again many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of the prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The second lesson today is taken from the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. Therefore, do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies, to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from us to death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you are present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been a slave of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impunity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now your members are slaves, as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage to you is sanctification. The end is eternal life, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. A lesson from Matthew, chapter 10, verse 40. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes the prophet in the name of the prophet will receive the prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the end of the lesson.